Hey guys, sorry to keep you waiting.
Good morning.
Okay, so Mark indicated that he won't be able to take notes and he's going to be a little bit late. Do we have Ingolf? Just a moment. No, at least not yet. So after Ingolf was Julian, do we have Julian? Not yet. Okay, striking out on Scribe. Any volunteers to do Scribe today?
I think I would be alphabetically next, so I don't mind
Okay.
taking it on.
Great. Thank you, Maccabee. Appreciate it. Okay, so let's get going. For liaison updates, anything from the CC, Maccabee?
Yes. Let me just publish because I wrote some stuff up if you want to refresh.
Sure.
So couple minor things. There was a Folio member meeting last week. There was pretty good attendance. I think there were like 40 people. CC seemed to there seemed to be good input, good discussions, good sort of people looking to be more involved. And so I'll leave it at that. There was also some conversation about the budget. The one remaining question about the community budget had to do with some contributions from EBSCO for some infrastructure costs that are outside of the normal contributions. And as I said there, the general consensus was that the community should be able to fund shared infrastructure, but the reality of the budget doesn't support that right now. So CC voted to continue saying thank you for that extra funding right now, but to look to move away for it from future years. The main thing that came up as far as TC is concerned is just where the election nominations stand. They have more than sufficient nominees for community council. For product council, I think they're either even or one more. But for TC, we're still one short. As of this morning, apparently there's been five nominations and we have six open seats, so that's not good. So CC did sort of ask us to help, right? Drill up some more nominees. I know we've talked about it at past TC meetings. If we don't succeed in having additional nominees, I figure we're gonna have to do another special election of some sort, like we did a few months back, and that would be really annoying. So I think it would be in our best interest to give this some effort. I can say personally, I reached out to folks I know at three institutions who aren't on the council currently or who are rolling off. To sort of be, like say, hey, you'd be great for the TC. And I just sort of wanted to A, encourage others to do the same, and B, I don't know if it's worth having a conversation about other strategies, if we should perhaps reach out to the people who ran in the last few elections but weren't elected. There were a couple of members of the Folio China community who ran a couple elections ago. There was also an EPAM person who ran in the special election. So there are some folks who we might be able to make a considered effort to as well. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
the update,
just
but
real quick on that before we move on. Thank you, Maccabee. I'm not sure where six came from. I'm pretty sure it's five. So the five are Jakob, Joshua's seat, Mark's seat, my own seat, and Todd's. So well, I watched the recording of the members meeting and I saw that it was incorrectly stated as six then. And then Boaz again this morning posted something in our Folio Tech Council channel stating six. I think it's only five, unless I'm missing something. And I think it sounds like we already have those five, or at least five nominations, rather. So I think we're good. I mean, certainly we could, having a choice in the matter is good. So having extra nominees is always nice, but I don't think we're short. Am I missing
yeah,
something here?
that may be true. I didn't do the math myself. I was just
Okay.
reporting from CC, but I see what you're
Yeah, I
saying.
think that's probably the case is someone miscounted and then everyone just keeps on repeating that, right? So that's fine. I corrected Boaz in Slack. I actually posted a message in the count in the chairs channel last Friday as well. So it's fine. It's worth noting that the I don't think you mentioned this, but the deadline for nominations has been extended to this Friday the 13th. Okay.
And
Any
just to confirm from that lit from the history page you were just on, Kevin, your seat maintains through the middle of next year, right? I see a note there. I'm just trying to
That's
clarify.
right. That's
Yeah.
right. So, yeah,
Okay.
Joshua and Kevin both got that was the outcome of the sort of the special election last year.
Great.
And then after that, we said, oh, shoot, one of these needs to be a short term that ends, summer of 2025. Joshua graciously volunteered to be the one that, serves a short term.
Okay, that's great. So it's not a desperation play here, but we should still perhaps if we
Yeah.
it would be great to have a contested election only to say that we did.
Right.
But no, in truth, right, like we do want interest. It's a it'd be a positive thing for the community, but less of an emergency. Thanks.
Anything else from the CC or notes from the member meeting that you want to capture here?
I didn't have anything else to share. If folks have questions, I'm happy to try to answer.
Okay. Let's keep going. I don't see any hands. I just want to make sure you were done. All right. Todd mentioned that there wasn't a PC meeting last week, so I don't think there's any update from them. I don't know about the RMS group. We don't have Jakob. Is there anyone else in the know there? Was there anything? Was there a meeting last week? And if so, anything worth discussing?
I don't think there was a meeting last week, and Jakob didn't give me anything to pass on.
Okay, that's fine. So from the security team, nothing really to report. It's just business as usual. Likewise for the early adopters, the spreadsheet is up to date. I want to say we agreed to reduce the frequency of those meetings. Jason, do you remember what we agreed to? Was it every other week now, or?
I think that's correct, yes.
Okay, yep. And you know what? I might have captured that in the spreadsheet as well. Let me just see. I guess I did not. Okay.
I
Well,
don't
anyway, yes.
remember. I don't remember when that starts, though. I don't remember when the beginning of that change was supposed to happen.
I think we probably skipped this week, but I'll clarify with Peter. And we can circle back if I can like post a message in like TC internal or something, just to keep folks in the loop. All right, and community-driven development. We didn't have a liaison listed here. I think it was sort of de facto Jen or Maccabee or just whoever really has been attending those meetings, right? Any
Yeah,
update from you guys?
I think I did the last couple. We met again and we were working on a definition of community-driven development, some of which we nailed down and some of which is still under discussion, along with the scope of the group. So, but there are notes in our wiki space if you would like to get more details, but we're basically still kind of establishing groundwork.
Thank you, Jen. All right, upcoming meetings. So this Wednesday we have a dedicated discussion, and I wish Ingolf was still here. I think he's going to be instrumental in this one, right? Because this was coming back from the SysOps SIG, if I'm not mistaken. It's about environment variables and being consistent across modules with those, as well as a Folio multi-tenant upgrade problem. So yeah, that's on the agenda. I won't be able to make it. But I'm sending a proxy and Jen agreed to run the meeting for me. So thank you.
Yeah, and I think Kevin's kind of the lead on this, so.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. Then we have a regular TC meeting. We have a couple dedicated discussions coming up. I don't know if we want to take a look at the topics now or see how the conversation goes on Wednesday. And if we need a follow-on conversation, we could slot it on the 18th or whatnot. You guys want to see how it goes, and then we can schedule next week's on Monday. Go ahead, Macri.
I was just going to say, if those folks who are term limited have particular topics that they were really hoping to get to beforehand, dibs.
Yep, good point. Yeah, I can't speak for others that are term limited, but I plan to still attend the meetings, even though I'm not an official member. I would hope that others would as well, but we'll see. But it's a good point. If there's anything urgent, this might be the last opportunity to get it done. Looking at the attendees here, I think I'm the only one that's in that category. Well, and Josh as well. Sorry. So Josh, was there anything on your that you'd like to sort of prioritize here? Try to fit as much of it on the screen as I can.
I mean the anything Eureka related, I think I see naming of Keycloak would be a good one.
Naming of Keycloak. I missed that. Where is it?
It says inconsistent naming, KC Keycloak. That's one.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, I think that was related to the environment variable stuff. Yes. That actually might be part of the topic that's discussed this week, if I'm not mistaken. This is about environment variables.
Yes.
So timing's good there, I guess. Okay, well, just let us know. We have some time before, the 18th to set an agenda. You can reach out to Jen or myself, and we'll try to prioritize it if we can.
Sure.
Are there any other? I know the most recent chairs meeting was canceled. Are there any other meetings I need to be aware of and list here, Jen? I don't think so, right?
Yeah,
Not.
can't think of anything. I feel like Wolfcon will just be the next
Yeah.
thing.
Okay. Go ahead, MacV.
Yeah, if there's no other priority Wednesday topics, I'm gonna put the evaluating existing modules. I'm gonna suggest we do that somewhat soon. It actually came up in context in the last couple of days in a discussion on the accessibility channel. Some changes to actually the Sonar Cloud rules and how they're commented out if they're not relevant, et cetera. And there was a comment in one of the threads about like we might make one of these decisions, but it should be evaluated, in the future. And like I don't want to summarize the whole discussion, but it sort of brings up again the if we had a process for evaluating the criteria against existing modules, that would solve some of the issues that were raised. So I think it's timely and worth finally picking a date to talk that through.
You know, it might I well, yeah, we I don't want to get into it, but it might be that all we really need to do is just review the criteria and then pick something as a guinea pig, right? Something that makes sense, something that's appropriate to do sort of a retroactive evaluation
Yeah.
and just wade through it. Find out what we, what are the problems, where are the rakes and so forth. And just take it sort of in an incremental way. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's a discussion for a Wednesday, that's for sure. Okay. Thanks, Maccabee.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to pick a date for that, we can pencil that in, if
Yeah.
not.
I mean, tentatively, you can put it on the 18th. It sounds like the topic Josh wanted to discuss is scheduled for this Wednesday. So I think we could put it here tentatively. And if it gets bumped, it gets bumped by something higher priority. But if we put it here, it'll be in our face, right? And we won't, it'll also, be prioritized above other things, I think. So good idea. All right, TCR board. There's nothing on the board right now. I did hear from, I think it's a Thunderjet team, that they have a module that they're working on. They'll be submitting sometime in the near future. And I mean, we didn't talk specifics, but Mod Mosaic is coming. Just an FYI there. Subgroups. There are no active subgroups at the moment, so we can skip over that. I think we're done cleaning up sort of the RFC stuff, if I'm not mistaken. All the action items that we had outstanding are now complete. Anything else we need to discuss here? There are no open RFCs that I'm aware of. Okay. Decision log. I don't think there are any new decisions. I did want to follow up on this related to mod configuration. This is something that we discussed last week. I did follow up with Alexei Petrenko, and he's waiting to hear back from individual teams on how much effort is required. I think he said that we should have that info soon. So that'll be good. Then we can make a determination whether or not we try to get this done in Trillium or Umbrella Leaf. So stay tuned on that. I'll let you guys know when I hear anything. Officially supported technologies. I'm not sure if there's anything else we have to do here right this moment. I know that we added the new section for Folio Kong and Keycloak, and then specified sort of a high level policy. And there were, if I'm not mistaken, a couple action items that to follow up on things, right? Maybe I should look at the notes and see what we're missing.
So I did do the editing after, but I didn't do any communication, and I wonder if, just like we did for the last thing we changed, I should go post in those few channels that we updated it again.
Okay. That sounds good. I did talk to Alexei Petrenko. He actually reached out to me and said, sorry, couldn't make it, what was how to go. And so I gave him sort of a TLDR. I linked him to these notes as well as the recording. And as far as I know, he didn't have any questions. So I think we're good there. So that's done. Oh, yeah, so we need to make sure that this happens as well. Do you mind capturing that in the notes, Maccabee, as an action item? Just carry these action items forward. I think this is the only one that's outstanding. And then the one that Jen mentioned about basically communicating this out in Slack channels.
Will do.
All right, thank you.
Although, yeah, no, will do. Will do.
All right. Elections, we already talked about this. I don't think we need to revisit that again. There's only one more thing on the agenda, and it was basically just I had a couple things that I wanted to just raise awareness of. The first being a message from Zach and Folio Stripes updates. So over the next couple sprints, they're planning to make some changes to the GitHub settings for the Stripes repositories. Formally require a PR before merging. There's branch protections that are inconsistently configured across the board in Folio. I think I want to say for the most part, at least on the backend modules, it's pretty consistent, but we haven't done a full review. So yeah, we should be requiring at least one pull request approval before merging. Oh, that's basically the two of these things combined. And then the second thing is the default branch is changing from master to main. I think that's again so inconsistently used across various repos in Folio, but this will get us closer to being consistent across the board. If you're interested, check out Folio Stripes updates. There's more. He provided some rationale on a thread, which is kind of nice. I didn't want to pull it all in here because it was kind of wordy. And then the second thing here is I've been asked to remind everyone that the project documentation is a collaborative effort. So, if you see that there's an issue with documentation, whether there's something missing or something's inaccurate, go ahead and change it or fix it. You don't need to ask someone else to do that. So yeah, just passing along that message. I think we've gotten a lot better about that, honestly, lately, but I don't know. Go ahead, MacBee.
I'm just wondering if any context for that is available. It just like if you see something's wrong and you know how to fix it, 100% yes. The most recent conversation I remember we had about this was me bringing up that with Vagrant environment going away, that the Stripes documentation needed updating. But it wasn't a matter of, okay, this is what to change. It was what is the new solution, the recommended development practice for that Stripes quick start. And needed to get an actual answer for that.
No, I don't think that was the context,
Okay.
honestly, Maccabee. It was I think it was more along the lines of Kit Fox was being asked to document some stuff that it's like, okay, well, you know exactly what needs to be documented. Just go ahead and do it. You don't have to ask us to do it, sort of situation.
Got it, got it.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, another thing that comes to my mind is when I was working on the early adopters for Eureka, some things looked like they might be wrong, but I wasn't sure and I couldn't really update it because I didn't know what was correct. So that's another thing to note is we can't always update it because we don't know if what we're thinking is correct, and we want to ask them, whoever responsible for the documentation is this correct and whatnot. So I don't want to lose that concept that or have people stuck on the idea that whatever they think, they should just make whatever changes because it could be that they don't understand something, or maybe there's something unclear, or maybe there are a lot of different interpretations. So I wanted
Yeah,
to mention
no,
that.
I totally get that. It's a good point. I mean, if you're unsure of something, then yeah, ask for clarification before documenting it. That's a no-brainer to me, and I support that 110%. We don't want to be screwing up the documentation by inserting errors. The idea is to refine it and go the opposite direction, right? So, yeah, if you're sure of something, go right ahead. Just do it, right? If you want to clarify or add an example of something, that's all great. If you're unsure, it's still perfectly fine to ask for clarification or for a sanity check or a second pair of eyes or whatever it is, right? All right. So I think, I mean, that's all that I had on the agenda. Anyone else have topics they'd like to discuss? We're pretty far ahead schedule here. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, then I think we can get some time back. I won't see you on Wednesday, but I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right,
Thanks,
sounds
guys.
good. Thanks,
Thank you.
everybody.
Bye.
Adios.